Hi, everyone. Welcome to Full Court Press, all things NBA. I'm your host, Wesley. We're going to do a little bit of a sneak attack phone call today. The All-Star Game lineup for fan voting has just been announced, and I thought I'd give the boys a quick call. The only thing is they don't know I'm recording this conversation. So I'd like to call this little segment Wesley's Sneak Attack Phone Call. So let's, or I like to call this segment Random Phone Call with Wesley. So why don't we call Bag and see how he's going? And hopefully he doesn't say anything too inappropriate. Okay, here we go.
You.
Yoo-hoo, how you going?
Doing good, how are you?
Good. It's just end of the day. Yip-dee-doo-da. Ready to go home.
Yeah, no doubt.
Did you watch any games yesterday?
I didn't, you know. I missed the fucking the OKC Golden State game.
Yeah, I know.
I stayed at work to do the edit.
And
by the time I got home, I just sort of had dinner and went to bed.
Yeah, fair enough. Did you see
that? Yeah, did you watch it?
I just watched the condensed, but I don't know. What do you think of that hit? I mean, like a day after the LeBron Draymond Green thing.
I don't think there's that much in it.
Really?
Not bad of a foul.
What about the walking towards?
Yeah, it's so overblown though.
I know, isn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah, totally. Yeah, and
yeah,
also,
it's good. It's great though, because like the next one's gonna be even more exciting now.
Yeah, totally.
There's no rivalry, is there? They're like, they can't hang with the team. It's all these little things. Was there anything I heard? They got blocks and they got dunks and stuff like that. Was that any good?
No. Yeah, I mean, it was an exciting game just because of the intensity. But overall, I mean, I just watched the condensed. But yeah, it's a bit of a weird one. What do you think of that All-Star voting thing?
Yeah, well, I want to know how it broke down, because obviously like the fan voting thing had a big part to do with it, because Steph won the fan voting.
Why? Yeah.
Why? Because of the Chinese.
You really think that's it? You think that's the?
You don't see Russell Westbrook on the fucking Chinese New Year ads, do you? That's why Jeremy Lin's in the top 10.
Really? Okay. And so did.
He's so popular. Kids love
Kids love him.
Kids love him.
Wow. It's amazing. I just don't know how you can average a triple-double and have your best player, you know, one of the best players ditch you and not have everyone, like, feeling bad for you. It's crazy.
Yeah. I'd love to know, like, what the player and the media voting sort of looked like, what percentages, you know, like, just to see how close it was. Because apparently in the East, Isaiah and DeRozan tied.
Oh, that's interesting. What does that mean?
And because DeRozan had a higher level in the fan voting, he got the start.
Yeah, okay.
So, must be a weird algorithm or something that they use. I'm spewing this didn't happen in time for us to talk about it yesterday. It would have been so good.
Oh, well, we'll get it.
Because it could have done the whole thing.
We'll get it. We'll bring it up.
Yeah, like by next week, like I think next week they're doing the reserve.
Yeah,
so
it's definitely a lot more interesting than the actual game itself. Yeah.
Totally. Definitely. It's very interesting.
Yeah, my East votes, everyone I picked in the East got there. And pretty much all the West except for the Steph Curry thing, but whatever.
Yeah.
But yeah, cool. And are you coming around to DeMar DeRozan yet, or you still hate him?
I don't hate him. He's playing awesome.
I'm just teasing you.
Yeah, I don't like him as much as I like Isaiah. I don't like him as much as I like Kyle Lowry. I don't hate him. Yeah, so you're telling me if you were like starting a team today and you had a choice between DeRozan and Jimmy Butler, you'd pick DeRozan?
You'd probably have to. You know, it's hard to say really, because you know there's not much on Butler's team besides Wade. He doesn't play back to back, so he doesn't play a lot. But like, you know, DeRozan's really turning into a pure scorer. Like, he's almost like you know, what Carmelo was, you know, like, just able to score all the time. But I guess you go Butler.
Yeah, it's hard
just
to argue
he looks,
Butler. He just does so much. He's deep, epic.
And he looks like Jamie Foxx.
Yeah, what do you want? DeRozan couldn't pull off the baby dreads.
Totally. Hey, can I give you a quick call back?
Definitely.
All right, I'll call you soon. See you, man.
Yep.
Okay, well, there you have it. Bag's little feedback on the All-Star game. So now we're going to call Rabbit, and the trick to calling Rabbit is if you call him on his mobile, he never answers, so you have to call him at the store. So let's see how that goes. Could totally backfire here. Could totally backfire. I'm going to just go all in. I'm going to go straight into him. Someone has to answer this phone call. I can't believe he's not answering.
Hi, Chris speaking.
Hey, what's Rabbit, that? It's Wesley. How are you?
Hey, man. Hey, good.
Jesus Christ.
Just chill out. Why are you so needy?
Sometimes I got schedules and plans, and no, actually, it's Friday. I'm bored. Sorry. I'm sorry.
I know.
Hey, wait. Can I just ask you just two quick things?
Yes.
Did you watch any games last night?
Yes.
What'd you watch?
Yes. Okay.
And what did you think?
Oh.
Yeah. Do you think the hit on Zaza is like a bit full on?
No. Everyone's got to chill out. Soft. Everyone thinks
what about
soft.
The fucking All-Star game?
Yeah, I know.
No,
I'm
wait.
You
got to tell me. Tell me what you just
Why
tell me
tell
what you
I
think
gotta,
about it.
I will tell you. I'll talk to you for an hour. I'm just at work. I got customers.
All right.
I gotta get,
all right. I'm sorry.
Bye.
All right. And that is exactly how every phone call goes with Rabbit when you call him at work. Okay. Now we're gonna call my buddy Ross, who's a really big basketball fanatic, just to get a bit of a vibe about the whole All-Star voting thing from him, just to get a little bit of fan perspective, which I think's important because, after all, we're all fans, right?
You're persistent.
I'm so sorry for calling you so much.
Please.
Is it annoying calling you when you're recording at Sony Studios?
No, I just hadn't got back to calling you back yet.
I just want to ask you really quickly, and then I'm going to leave you alone. What do you think about Westbrook not making the starting five?
You know, this is good. This is good because if there's any, like, this is what I want in life.
Yeah, you this need it. Great. I know.
You need it.
Can you tell me? I mean, give me your honest feedback.
I feel okay about it. I think Curry's the best point guard in the league. I think that he is.
Yep.
And I think Westbrook. Yeah. Yeah, and I think Harden is the he deserves it because their record is incredible in comparison to OKC's record.
So you think it's more of a record thing? But what about all the triple doubles?
Yeah, they're very impressive. He will be on the All Star team.
Yeah,
he will have an All Star selection. He just won't be a starter, and I think that's fair enough.
So you don't think it has anything to do with Kevin Durant and Westbrook starting together and just all the hype?
No. Not at all.
Where do you think he got all those votes from?
Who?
Just the fan votes. Where are they coming from?
For who?
For Steph Curry.
Because he's Steph Curry.
Okay.
Yeah, maybe just do three takes. But I reckon we'll find the best decision.
I love it. Ross currently recording an album
at Sony. Yeah.
All right. I'm not going to take up too much of your time. Just I want to finish with, who's your favorite player in the NBA?
LeBron James.
All right. I'll talk to you later. Thanks so much.
Okay, bye.
Bye. All right. There you have it. So I think that's a real interesting perspective. Totally against my personal opinion, but there you have it. Steph Curry is the man. Okay. Let's give Dave a call.
Hey, it's Fez. You've missed me. Leave him.
All right, now we're going to call my buddy Sam, who's he lives, dies, and breathes Chicago Bulls. All he cares about is the Bulls. All he wants to talk about is the Bulls. He doesn't watch any games unless they're Bulls games. Dude, what up?
60 seconds. All go. Right.
60 seconds. Can you believe Westbrook didn't make the All-Star, the starting lineup?
He didn't?
Nope.
Who made it instead?
Steph Curry.
Oh, fuck off. He's a joke.
So you don't rate him?
No, not this year. No one's talking about Steph Curry anymore. You know why? Because he's not able to compete when a star like Durant joins the team. He's not able to step up.
You're not feeling
it. He was the face. I've never seen a bigger fall. It's not because he's performing badly, but the organization, and, you know, just when his contract's set for renewal, bro, Durant's come on the scene.
Yeah, and it's not good.
How can someone that was the face, 2015-16 season, was the face, Steph Curry was the face of the NBA. Yeah. The face. He was everything.
So where do you think he's getting all these votes from?
China?
Yep. All right, there you have it. And can you just give me a little something on the Bulls for a second? What's going on with them?
Jimmy Butler, incredible. I think we just need another piece. I'm not exactly sure. Yep. I'm not exactly sure. I would like to discuss that further. But I think they're starting to mesh. I think they've had a couple of heartbreaking losses. But I think Dwayne Wade has delivered far more than we thought we were going to get.
And
we just need another piece, man. Yep. We need another wing.
Have you had a Derrick Rose dream since he's left?
Nah, man. With that rape stuff that went down, that squeaky clean little angel's child thing that I had with Derrick Rose, and all the shoes that I bought of him, and the drama and the drama of him just vanishing for a moment. I still love the kid, but I'm like, he carries a heavy cloud.
Yeah,
it's like
the
Adams Family house. You know what I mean?
Hey, dude, I love it. Hey, I got to go. I'll call you later. You the man.
All right, bro.
Catch up. All right, well, there you have it. Another insight from just a fan. A fan. And that's what's important. All right, let's see if Dave's off the fucking phone yet.
Hey, it's Fez. Nope. You missed me.
I tell you, folks. Okay, now we're going to call. We're going to try Dave Fez. We're going to try Dave Fez one last time.
Hey, buddy boy.
Dude, I'm so sorry for calling you so much.
It's all right.
How you going?
I'm good. Yeah. Just working away.
Yeah, fair enough. Hey, did you hear about Westbrook not making the starting lineup in the All-Star game?
What? No way. No, yeah. I didn't hear about that. Did it get announced today?
Yeah, just today, just then.
Holy shit.
Steph Curry has it.
Super controversial.
I know. Steph Curry has it instead of him.
So who are the guards in the West?
Curry, it goes Curry, Harden, Kevin Durant, that's a great question. I lost it. Anthony Davis. But basically,
you can't. Harden has to have a spot. So you're saying it's either out of
Curry or Westbrook. What do you think?
Fuck, man, it's got to be Westbrook all day. Like, have you seen the fucking numbers that he's putting up? It's insane. Curry's no, that's not right at all. I don't agree with that at all.
Yeah.
Like Curry's not having an MVP season, Westbrook's having an MVP season, you know? Like he's just a guy in and out that's getting a triple double like every other day and is like making it normal, like to average a triple double. And, you know, for someone who's carrying his team, like not Steph Curry, who's a great player on an amazing team.
Yeah.
You need like an outstanding player on an average team, you know what I mean? Like,
yeah, totally. Plus it would be great if he started with Kevin Durant. I think it'd just be really kind of interesting and controversial and, you know.
That's super controversial that it's Curry over Westbrook.
Totally.
Yeah.
Did you watch the Golden State OKC game yesterday?
Dude, I haven't seen like hardly any ball this week because I've just been so busy with work and I've had something on literally every night of the week. So I haven't been able to watch anything and I haven't even run little highlight packages. I've just been kind
You haven't even watched the boys?
Nah, not for like a couple of days. I don't even know. I think the last game I saw, I've got to catch. You know how you just shit fucking happens and then you just all of a sudden you're just in a little black hole for like 4 days or something?
Totally.
Like, that's where I've been.
Did you see LeBron get hit by Draymond Green?
I did. I saw that body check, yeah. And I saw
the. Did you see the one that happened after that? Zaza.
I saw
hit.
The block. I saw KD's block on LeBriz.
That was awesome. Did you see the next day though when Zaza hit Westbrook?
No, I didn't see that.
He shoulder charged him and fell down, and then after the game, Westbrook's like, "I'm gonna get him back for that." Like, made it public.
Wow.
Don't you think it's a little bit like the Isaiah Thomas 1992 Dream Team, where like they're icing him out because he's. They got a bit of a cold shoulder for him.
Yeah,
it's a bit of a
that,
cool kids
yeah,
club.
Yeah, well, I think I understand the concept of that, and I think that you're right in terms of the freezing out thing, but I don't think the reasons are similar at all. Like, Isaiah was a little fuckhead with the Pistons, and they walked out on the Bulls, and it was bad sportsmanship. You know, you just don't do that without shaking hands.
Yeah, they were totally beat
and they couldn't handle it. But Westbrook hasn't done anything like that. He's just fucking, he's just putting up amazing numbers. And he's a heated guy and he plays with energy, but
totally,
you know, like he plays to the hills and he shouldn't be apologetic about it.
Where do you think Curry's getting all these votes from?
I don't know. Fuck.
I mean, like think just, about it. Where are they coming from?
Hey, dude, sorry. Did you need to ask me something?
I'm
in the middle of an email. I've got
I did speak to Jenny about Christmas party stuff, which I'm going to talk to you about later. But I'll see you Sunday for basketball.
About what? Sorry.
Just I want to rent out YH for like the first part of the day.
Oh, you spoke to Jenny? Did you?
Yeah.
Oh, did you call her?
Yeah.
Oh, okay, for next year. Fuck,
yeah.
Like we're in January, right?
I know, bro.
Right.
I know. That's cool. How it is.
Yeah, yeah,
that's how
not?
It is.
Yeah,
I'll talk
yeah.
to you about that
okay.
later. Oh, wait, who's your – I forget. Who's your favorite player in the NBA right now?
Fuck. I don't know. I fucking love Giannis, dude.
All right. I
love watching Giannis.
I reckon he's the future, man. He's the future of the NBA.
He's just so long and the way you can dribble and, you know, he's so exciting. Like, I don't know.
Love
it. I just, like, really, really fun. Really
all right,
cool.
I'll let you get back to it. I'll probably call you later tonight.
Yeah, sure. Sounds good.
Catch you, dude.
Okay, see ya.
All right, well, there you have it. There's a little bit of feedback from some fans. I think it's exciting. I think it's interesting. I love to hear everyone's input. We'll be back in 2 weeks for another FCP podcast. Until then, stay classy, San Diego.